Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fan Interference with Wichita Wingnuts manager Pete Rose Jr. Fan Interference is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the Wichita manager questions about the Wingnuts, baseball or sports in general, or just seek Pete's wisdom about life events that are going on out there. In this week's episode, Pete talks to us about the return of Matt Chavez. He tells us if he was willing to be ejected so he could go in and watch the Cincinnati Bengals football game. And we learn if Pete would rather be the Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals or his dad. So let's get right to Fan Interference. So let's welcome back manager Pete Rose Jr. Pete, do you have team updates for us?
Yeah, we traded for Jacob Morris here at the deadline. I've been on his case about going back to the outfield. He played for me in 2013 and 14 as a right fielder with the White Sox, and he was pitching all year in Texas. So we traded Jesse Pratt for him, and you know, we ended up having to let Tyler Sullivan go. He did a heck of a job for us. Just didn't know if he was going to be the center fielder, you know, maybe going forward defensively. And you know, J-Mo was up for it, and we got him back, and we're going to put him in center field, let him go to work. I know he hadn't played, you know, hit in about 2.5-3 years, which is fine. But, you know, if we can catch some lightning out of a bottle with him, it'll slowly but surely start to come back. And, you know, he's just a really good defensive player, as well as a really good offensive player. But I think it may take a little bit of time to get back to back up to speed. But other than that, you know, healthy, just trying to Chavi come off the disabled list with a little lat strain. So he's back. But other than that, we're healthy and looking forward to you know, finishing out this last week and going into the postseason.
I think a few people would be kind of surprised by the Sullivan move. Was there something about Morris that just made him a more natural fit for you?
He's one of my guys, and I think that overtrumps any kind of ability that you could possibly produce. Sully's a great player. You know, I told him when I had to let him go that maybe coming back and maybe starting at the beginning for next year. You know, if we'd love to have him back, but J-Mo's just a talented guy. I mean, to be able to pitch and do well with Texas the whole year, but to hit 13 home runs as a guy and 13 coming to my club just to be a basically a late inning running replacement says a lot about J-Mo. He's got some gorilla pop. He can run. He can throw. He can really track him down. May take a little time. That's why I'm glad that, you know, we got him. You know, as quick as we could, and he's going to play. You know, I want to try to give him as many at-bats as I can. That's why he's leading off right now. But he's just one of my guys. He's a guy I've been to battle with, a guy I know that'll do anything he has to do to get the job done, and he's a quality guy. I mean, not that Tyler wasn't, but I just think defensively, you know, J-Mo could be in the big leagues right now defensively as an outfielder, and that was said back in 13. Him and Adam Engel and Jacob May were my outfielders in 13 before Jacob got sent up. So basically from center field to right field, you had to, you know, hit it to left field if you wanted anything to drop. That's how good they were. And, you know, he's just a great asset to have here at the deadline.
You talked about the return of Matt Chavez. How well did you think he was looking in those first few games back?
He looks good. I mean, he's fine. It just, you know, he probably could have played maybe a couple days after the injury had happened. But considering, you know, we had some time to give, some time to take, we wanted to give him as much rest as we could. You know, it's really no rush. We need him ready for game one, wherever that may be. You know, I'm glad he got back in the lineup here. Just get some at-bats before that, just not going into it, you know, kind of just throwing right in the fire in the playoffs. But he'll be fine. He had no problems, knock on wood, so to speak. But, you know, he's been swinging the bat the way, you know, he knows how to swing the bat.
One of the things that you've been doing with your starters has been using them in the bullpen, and they're kind of in between spot and the start. That's really kind of extended your bullpen quite a bit there. Tell us a little bit about how that plan came together.
Well, it's really not something you want to do, but when you have guys that are, you know, kind of maybe banged up a little bit, or you know, you have guys, you know, Kuzma had to go away for some family stuff this past weekend. Goose and Brown had the same thing. Harvey had a wedding he had to go to, so we were kind of light in the bullpen. So when you're light, you just see if you know, your starters can throw their bullpen day in the games, and we got good starters that you know, they don't mind doing that. So that's basically why we did it. But we're back, you know, back strong and all hands on deck, so to speak. So you know, we're going to try to gear up here the next you know, 6-7 games and see what happens.
Well, let's head to fan questions.
First of all, it's Tom from Park City who says, I like Stringer batting first and Medina second. That seemed to work so well. Any plans to return to that?
Yeah, like I said, I think the reason why J-Mo is leading off is I'm just trying to get him as many at-bats as we can before we start, before we get into the dance. And I think the way you do that is you lead the guy off. He's going to have more times at bat, and obviously I want him to get as many as he can. But, you know, I think game one you'll probably see String in the one hole and Marty in the two hole. It worked well for us. I'm not saying that J-Mo can't do it, but to be honest with you, J-Mo's probably not a, you know, if he hasn't had the two and a half year hiatus from hitting, he's a three or four hole guy, but I'm sure he may hit maybe eighth in the playoffs, just because of the situation. But you know, I think once the playoff starts, I think you'll see you know, String and Medina up there one and two.
Next up is Dennis from Wichita. He says, why does Ryan Kuschmal have that odd thing he does with his glove when he gets set? Pitchers are weird.
Yeah, he's the Mandarin. I don't know, from Iron Man. You know, he's got a couple of different nicknames. That one just kind of came about. The Mandarin is Aquaman, Carl. But that's just something that he does. I guess it's, you know, maybe guys trying to pick up his pitches. And, you know, to his other point, yes, pitchers are very weird.
Owen from Emporia says, the Wingnuts seem to be kind of in a little bit of a doldrums. Do you sense that at all?
In which way would you say?
I don't know. I guess related. I don't know. I don't know what he means.
I don't know. Yeah, sure. I mean, if you're talking baseball wise, you know, it's we've talked about it. It's you know, we really haven't had anything to play for here in the last, you know, month or so. So if you mean that we're kind of a little vanilla, a little dull, just kind of going through the motions, yeah, maybe a little bit, but. You know, that's all going to change here. We got to start gearing up. We got to start playing better. We got to start, you know, I think this next week we're going to, you know, they need to kind of kick it in the rear because you can't flip the light switch on and expect to just go from game one. So our guys will be all right. They'll be ready to go. And, you know, whatever's happened to this point, it's behind us and you can't do nothing about it.
I wonder from you, is it a fair comparison to kind of look at your team in the same way that people looked at the Cleveland Cavaliers, like you're expected to win, so you know you're getting in, it's just you kind of light it up at the end?
You know, I don't know. I mean, everybody wants to put it on the South and how bad the South is and the South this and the South that and the South this, but, you know, it would be different if you know, we're not a game and a half off the best record in the league, and you know, the South is a tough division. They put at least they play our my club very well. I mean, Salina's a tough game. Claiborne's a tough team. Texas is a tough team. You know, we didn't put up the big numbers, so to speak, on the South. We did it, you know, on some teams in the North, some teams in the Central. So, I mean, if they want to look at us that way, I mean, that's fine. But you know, when you have a big lead, it's you know, and you know, like we talked about before, you lose nine games in a row and you're still up by 13 games. It's a luxury to have. I mean, nobody wants to lose nine games in a row, but you know, it makes you better as a team. And you really don't have to worry about, okay, now we got to kick it into gear. But you know what, we have to kick it into gear because we can't keep playing, you know, the way we've been playing and expect to do anything in the playoffs. So, you know, we're just going to have to, you know, take these next seven games and start gearing up and start having quality at bats and making pitches. And, you know, we'll see what happens from there.
Next up is Steve from McConnell Air Force Base. He says, were you satisfied with the improvements that the team made at the deadline?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you can bring in Gutierrez, I think he's going to help us as a starter, his track record. And you know, he was going to be here at the beginning of the year. And, you know, anytime you can add Jacob Morse to your outfield, I don't care if you're in the American Association, if you're in the American League, if you're in the International League, Double A, Triple A, whatever it is, I think you have to do it. I think it's a big plus, and it's an honor for me to have him back on the field. Like I said, I've been trying to talk him into playing in the outfield since they turned him into a pitcher, and that's what I think of him as a baseball player. And you know, to be able to get him in the deadline, that just makes us that much better on a defensive end. And you know, like I said, if we can get that bat moving a little bit, he's going to open up a lot of eyes, and people are going to be like, wow, you know, why haven't you done this all year? So definitely happy with what we made. And you know, you knew I wasn't going to do a lot just because of that's kind of how we do it here. I think the guys have earned the right to go into the playoffs, and they've been here all year, and they've been doing it all year. And you know, when it's not broke, you don't try to fix things. I mean, it's not like a front-running winter ball general manager when you're trying to find the next best thing to bring in just because you think that this is what's going to do it. You know, I think our guys are capable out in the clubhouse to get it done, and that's what we're going to go with.
Trevor would like to know, what were your thoughts on the so-called big fight from this last Saturday?
It was strange. I mean, I was kind of talking to some guy. I've never seen more guys grabbing their own guys in a baseball fight. I mean, usually you grab the other guy. I know if one of my teammates is getting, I don't want to say beat up, but kind of going after, I want to grab the guy that's going after him. I don't want to grab my guy. But it just seemed like there was a lot of dancing and a lot of sucker punching going on. But, it's unfortunate. But I think when that happens, I think that, you know, you need to grab the other team's guy to get him off of your guy because you want to protect your guy. So, it's kind of fun to watch, but, you know, that's a game. It's a dog days, man. A lot of people, you know, get upset and get a little ornery. Season coming to an end. So, that's just part of the game.
Sam from Wichita asks, he says, I was at the game on Sunday when it went to extra innings and wondered, I bet Pete is thinking he should get ejected so he could watch the Bengals on television.
Yeah, I thought about that, and you know what? I caught it as I was walking out to the game that Fox had the second game of the Fox Sunday doubleheader was Washington and Cincinnati. And, I thought about it. It went through my head. But regular season game, absolutely. No question about it. I just walk out there and that's it. Hand the keys over to Jimmy Foltz and let him kind of go from there. But it was a preseason game, and, I knew I could catch a replay somewhere else, you know, but it was preseason. But they actually look pretty good, and it's encouraging. And the only thing is the suspension that's kind of looming against Vontaze Burfict, which, I think is a big joke. I mean, he didn't even get penalized for it, but I think they're just suspending his reputation as opposed to his play. So, but, regular season, definitely going to get ejected.
Ethan from Columbus asks, knowing how much you hate the Steelers, how do you feel when players you like on the Bengals sign with the Steelers or a former Steelers signs with the Bengals?
Well, I think the guys that the former Steelers that signed with the Bengals finally, get it right and finally understand, they're coming to the best place in the league. But, guys that sign in Pittsburgh from Cincinnati probably just, a little sulky, a little pissed off that, the who they let him go or whatever. But it's part of the game. I understand that. But they're instant enemies or they're instant loved ones. So it's one or the other.
Denny from Madison asks, your opinion, Pete, Aaron Rodgers, mustache or no?
Zero. No chance. It's terrible.
I do agree.
Terrible.
Mary has our first question related to relationships. She says, what do you do to help a friend who is dating guys that are literally dangerous for her, but she won't listen to you?
You let her keep dating them, and if it keeps happening, hey, I told you so, but you're gonna have to go out and figure it out for yourself. That's the way I would look at it.
That is the reality. Victor says, hearing your comments about the embellishing brother last week made me want to ask you, what do you do about a brother who only calls you when he wants something? He's family, but.
Yeah, but then again, family's family. So if it's nothing. If it's nothing crazy related, I think you just, hey, he's your brother. You kind of know what you're dealing with because he's your brother. He's probably been that way the whole his whole life. So I'm sure you love him to death. So you just, family's family, and you make it happen and just move on.
Our last question this week is my favorite Pete was ever asked. Don from Cincinnati asked, Pete, I have a great question for you. If you could have your dad's baseball career, or be the starting quarterback that led the Bengals to their first Super Bowl championship, which do you choose?
Man, that's golly. Well, man, that's a good question. I've been on the record saying that I would rather be the world's greatest dad instead of the world's greatest hitter. So, but that is a really tough. I have to say my dad's career just because I'm a baseballer. I mean, it's all I've done. It's I've grown up. I love the game. I love being around it. But that's a super hard question. Maybe I could be. Let's just say. I'll say this. I'll say not the hit king, but maybe a 10-year big league career, and then finally just said, you know what? I'm going to try the other sport. Go with the Who Day starting quarterback. Take them to the promised land, and that would be. We could just call it a career from there. So that works.
Thanks for joining us, Pete.
You got it, man.
We want to thank manager Pete Rose Jr. for joining us on Fan Interference this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Wichita Wingnut skipper, please send them to us at askpete@minorleaguesportsreport.com. That's askpete@minorleaguesportsreport.com. Please have your questions to us by Sunday evening so we can give the skipper a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Fan Interference.